Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with His azeem, great grace, blessings, mercies, given us His rahmah, that this very precious moment that we are sitting in, this valuable time, this precious night, in every hour of this night and the time to come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the human beings, the people out of Jahannam, hellfire, and every deed, the thawab that results from every deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until tomorrow Maghrib, every action's thawab is increased 70 times over. 70. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, with Allah's fadl, His blessings, the way we are initiating this night with the azeem ibadah and the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah, my friends. This is all Allah Ta'ala's fadl, His mercy, His blessings. Nothing else. That Allah Ta'ala allows and permits His servant, human being, to recite His name. Great ni'mah. You will have seen that there's such a thing that is very common today. And there's no individual who doesn't have experience of this common thing. Every human being definitely will have had experience of this and continues to have experience of this. But it is a very dangerous thing. Rather, I will say further that destruction, you have all of the luggage that causes destruction from this common factor. All of the facade, problems, murder, loss, argumentation in society, facade at home, arguments at home, disputes in the family, divorce, problems, friendships that are broken, relationships that are broken, relatives splitting away from each other are due to this common factor. And this is a big crime with regards to the subject of akhlaq, conduct of a human being. And if a human being wants to, he can control this factor. But we don't understand when it happens, why is all of this happening? In reality, this is the crime due to which the human being at any time can do a bad action. And the root cause of the bad action is this common factor. In homes, in families, the worst severe scenario that we see is that when a husband and wife argue, when the argument increases and it gets to the point of separation and divorce, and there's the one common factor that causes this, the common denominator, and this is called anger. Yes, the factor, the common underlying factor, is ghadab, anger. Anger causes all of these issues, and some people have anger on the tip of their noses. If there's nothing to be angry about, suddenly they get angry. Something they don't understand, they get angry. Yeah, at least there should be a balance somewhere, some sort of soft, tender-heartedness on every issue, anger. And if the other person doesn't, you say, persevere or be patient, then there'll be a fight all the time. So what is anger in reality? What is anger and where does it come from? Where does it emanate from? What is the reality of anger? There's a hadith in Mishqat. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu narrated this hadith in Mishqat. Inna al-ghadaba min ash-shaytan. That anger, it is an action of shaytan. Yes, shaytan creates anger or assists the anger within the human being. And it's such a big action for shaytan, is anger, that once shaytan met a pious elder and he asked that you control human beings, what is your biggest weapon due to which you grab hold of the human beings and you control them, influence them? And shaytan said, you've asked a very good question. I don't want to tell you the secret. But you've asked me, and you're a pious elder, and you're close to Allah. You're a good man, so why should I hide it from you? Okay, I'll tell you the secret. And shaytan said, that I have many weapons at my disposal. Many routes, many methods, not just one, thousands of methods that I utilize to control, influence mankind. But somewhere along the line, those methods get weak. and the human being saves himself. But this one path I've got, one action, one tool, and due to this tool, no human being can be saved. And he said that tool is anger. He said, when I utilize the tool of anger with the human being, then the thing that I inject him with is that I overwhelm his mind and I start to control his thinking and his actions. And Allah Ta'ala has given this strength to shaitan. He runs. So when he controls the mindset of a human being, then the human being forgets, who am I, what status am I on, what level am I on with regards to ilm or piety. And shaitan hides all of this. And then shaitan says, I play with that person just like children play with marbles. Yes? And whichever direction I want that person to go down, I make that person go down that direction. And I hide and I conceal his proper thinking. Whatever I say I want, he starts to do his eyes, his mouth, his ears, his organs. They're all doing work for me, says shaitan. You'll have seen this regularly, that when there's a divorce that takes place. I'll give you an example. This is one example. There are many other examples we could take of issues in society. So when a divorce takes place, the first, when they ask the masala to the mufti, they say, oh, I was angry when I gave the divorce. And do you know what the answer is? That divorce is related to anger. Obviously, who gives a divorce in with happiness? Will anybody smile and say, go, mashallah, I give you divorce today. I'm enjoying myself. You made very good food today. And mashallah, you put very good spices into the food. It was very tasty. Okay, today I'll give you divorce. Have you ever heard this event? Until today, never does this happen, does it? When there's happiness, mutual happiness. Divorce occurs when it's a small issue, small disagreement. Maybe he asked for water. And before bringing the water, the phone rang, and then she came late 5 minutes and giving the water. That's it. Then divorce comes. I asked you for water. You didn't bring water. How comes you answered the telephone? You have nothing else to do. And why are you ringing after my phone? You know where the phone call was coming from, she said, and she started to argue, and then she answers him back, and then the argument starts, and that's the end of the story. Is this something to argue about? The pious elders have stated. I can give you thousands of examples like this that take place. They don't know about the children or about the home. The house is destroyed. But this is severe. A severe issue in our communities. Now we need to see here that more than everything else, another hadith I remember. It's come to my mind. Hazrat Abdullah bin Hanzala radiyallahu anhu. And he met shaitan. He said, I felt like that I give you a nasiha. Shaitan said to this sahabi, to this companion. He said, run away from me, I don't need your nasiha. He said, listen to what I'm saying at least, because I like you. And I thought, fair enough, I'll tell you something good. Because this is the game of shaitan, the da'wah, his propagation. He said, no, go away, be away with you, I don't need your nasiha, I don't want to speak to you. He said, I feel like, just listen to a little bit what I'm about to say. So shaitan, he said, okay, what nonsense do you want to speak? What do you desire? He said, that what I feel like saying, I want to give you nasiha, said shaitan, that whenever you become angry, then whilst you're angry, definitely do an action in parallel at that same time. He said, just think at that time, why am I angry? Just think like that. That with regards to your anger, think, why am I getting angry? Why am I angry? What's the reason for this? And you will benefit a lot if you follow this advice. And this was a good piece of advice from shaitan, because when a person gets angry, he's out of control. And people come and try to hold you and he doesn't come in their hands. No, leave me be. So this is a very big feeling, a bad condition. I will have passed through these phases, you will have passed through these phases. And this is such an emotion that a person cannot control. Don't let it begin. Don't let anger start. Don't let it initiate. Don't let it continue. As soon as anger is about to start and the sentences start, and the burning sensation, it starts from a burning sensation, emotion. That, for example, even if it's cold, you'll feel like taking your sweater off at that time, your cardigan. You haven't even started to speak. When anger comes, you'll start like this, you'll get hot and heated. The reason for this is what? Because why does a person get heated or sweating when he or she is angry? And before you even start speaking, you say, I want to take my cardigan off, my jumper off and my shirt off. And it's cold at that time. And the person sweating out of anger. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that إِنَّ الْغَضَبَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ and إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ خَلْقٌ مِنَ النَّارُ. Allahu Akbar. That ghadab and anger is what? This is a shaitani amal. Shaitani action. He creates this. And remember that shaitan, how was he made? He was made out of fire. خُلُقُ النَّارُ. khuluqu an-nar. Which fire? This fire that we see in this world? No, no, no. We cannot imagine the fire of Jahannam, how intense it is. That shaitan made out of the fire of Jahannam. And when, for example, we will go into that fire, then what will happen to the individual who's in that fire? Allahu Akbar. Murder. Look at the action of murder. That to murder one human being, it's as if you have murdered the whole of mankind. What a great hadith. That the punishment of murdering one person is as if you've murdered everybody. Imagine the punishment for murdering everybody. Today, Islam, we take the attire of Islam, we make the form of Islam, the look of Islam, we recite the false kalimats, and we are killing thousands and thousands of people and saying we are Muslims, we are taking revenge. Tell me, where Islam says to take the life of one human being is as if you've killed the whole of humanity, can a Muslim do this action? The question doesn't arise. What a big deception that we are demonstrating to the people of the world, the wrong message of Islam. Look how shaitan has used the wrong tools to degrade Islam. This is the way of shaitan, isn't it, today in this day and age, how he's defrauding people, the same libas, the same face, the same beard, the same imama, and Muslims giving adhan. What is the action they're about to do? The worst action that has been defined in Islam, the worst action. How can a person who murders and kills say he is a Muslim? There's a big punishment for those people who in the name of Islam, who in the appearance of Islam, are spreading total disease against Islam. How can they say that we're Muslims and they're killing, plundering lives, and they are destroying places of worship, destroying human beings? How can they justify this under the name of Islam? To kill someone, it's as if you've killed the whole of humanity. This is the sin on their heads. And when a person loses consciousness, and when shaitan controls the mindset of a person, then he or she doesn't know that who am I hitting, who am I angry with. There's no rahm in that person, no mercy in that person at that time. We need to understand this point. So brothers, this is a very dangerous condition, emotion, and a person should always be aware of this. Despite being a mu'min, we are mu'mins, alhamdulillah, believers. And on top of that, alhamdulillah, you pray salah, we keep fast, we recite the Quran, we do all of the good actions. And even then we get angry on top of that. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his blessed actions. We see that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, always on his face there was a smile, subhanallah. Such a beautiful smile that even the enemy would see Rasulullah ﷺ and become a lover at that time of the Prophet ﷺ. Even the enemy would come and say, let me go and see who this is. And as soon as he would come, he'd see the blessed face and he'd be immersed in the love of Rasulullah ﷺ. He said, forget about my enmity before this. Please tell us how to enter into the fold of Islam. Your face is so blessed and beautiful. Such a beautiful smile that was always present on the face of Rasulullah ﷺ. So why do we sit with a disfigured face when I go home? I want to control and I'll be angry and shouting. I've come from the shop, and when the wife speaks and just, that's it, anger all the time. Never should it be like this, my friends. If anger comes, then see, because shaitan is constructed out of fire. What's the solution for fire? Water, water, isn't it? That's it. That's it. That's the solution. What a great solution that Rasulullah ﷺ has prescribed to us. Yes, Rasulullah ﷺ told us everything. That I'll tell you what is the origin of anger. Why is it when a person gets angry, his eyes are red, he starts to spit, his face becomes red, and everything seems small, murdering and killing and hitting and beating? Why? Because anger is fire, and anger is like a ball of fire. And straight away, what should one person do? A person do when he becomes angry? Subhanallah, run towards water, water. And straight away, cool down the fire of anger. Yes. So who will do this? So the fire, where does it emanate from? Shaitan's fire, what is it? Is the fire of Jahannam, or isn't it? Or isn't it? So what is the water for the fire of Jahannam, or for anger? What is the solution? You need the water of this dunya? No. You need the water of the hereafter to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. Because Jahannam, the fire of hell, will be extinguished from what? Subhanallah. It is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah. Look here, my friends. Anger, to reduce anger, which water do we need to utilize? Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, That's what we need to utilize. The water. And those people who do the dhikr of Allah, very seldom do they become angry. Their words are clear, their phrases are clear and pure. Alhamdulillah, the person who remembers Allah and he does dhikr, and the person who doesn't do dhikr, the difference between them is like the difference between the heavens and earth in their temperament. Because a person who doesn't do dhikr, for example, he gets angry quickly. And the person who is doing dhikr of Allah, then he's opened the tap of mercy and he tries to control his anger. But because he's a dhakir, he's remembering Allah regularly. And the dhikr he does for the sake of Allah, look how dhikr is a great action indeed. Great action. Never will you see that true dhakir that will he have carried out an action due to anger. Very seldom, very seldom. Unlikely, very unlikely. Whatever action the person implements due to anger, being in the state of anger, that person will be the non-dhakir who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah. So dhikr, remembering Allah, is such a great action, and we see that anger is a big disease. There's no cure. We don't know when anger will come. It could come within a second. Come in the masjid, could come in front of the Kaaba, in Masjid An-Nabawi, in the plane, on the ground, at home, outside, on the street, because shaitan is running everywhere to influence and recruit his victims. So the protection of anger is what? That anger can come at any time. So we should always be doing dhikr of Allah, so that at any time when it does come, we stave it off. Total protection. Always stay a dhakir, and what does your heart do? Allah, Allah, Allah. Continuously. Continuously. So why should we leave dhikr? We shouldn't. Shaitan says himself that the person who does dhikr, as long as a person does dhikr, shaitan says that I don't have the power to go near to him. Allahu Akbar. At that time, the dhakir, or those who are doing dhikr together, the shaitan cannot get close to those individuals. He says that I will burn, I will be destroyed. So I want to go and give nasiha, but they're not going to listen to me. The person who's doing dhikr, he's remembering Allah in his heart. So how can shaitan give nasiha? He calls himself. So the loss of a person, listen, Allah Ta'ala has given us tests and trials and challenges, and life is passing. This is one example of anger. There are many other maladies and diseases that cause the destruction of a person, and it's all because we don't do the dhikr of Allah. So my friends, my colleagues, that this dunya we consider is very valuable, but dhikr of Allah is very valuable for us in this world and thereafter. Don't think it's a minor action. If Allah Ta'ala seats us in this gathering of dhikr and makes our heart alive to dhikr, and we don't do dhikr after that, it's very unfortunate. Extremely unfortunate. Concentrate on your hearts. Focus on your hearts all the time. Your heart will call you. Your heart will call you. Don't forget it. Whenever your mind is focused on your heart, then continue down that line and practice so much. You don't know, is your eye open or closed? And automatically your heart should be beating to the name of Allah. And for this, there's always one action, as I say all the time, you need to do. Fair enough, some individuals are lazy, maybe occupied, their destiny, their qismat, it may be a bit negative. They don't come in maraqabah morning and evening. Allah Ta'ala has given to them. They've got so much, and they're fortunate people, who those who come with courage, determination. They don't look at the weather, they don't look at the snow. And for example, we see that such a gathering we have now on such a great day, and the sun is coming up, beautiful weather, we have the same gathering. And today, for example, we have a lot of snow, extreme snow, and it's minus 10, 13 temperature, whatever it is. And mashallah, all of you are still here for dhikr, isn't it? You've all arrived, you've attended. So this is a special, special mercy of Allah on the dhakireen, that we come in good weather, easy weather, and we say that why should I stop this dhikr if it's extreme weather condition now? And then Allah Ta'ala's angels encourage that person, he comes to the dhikr, Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow him to miss an opportunity. So they are the people who Allah Ta'ala selected, whose karam is, Allah's karam is with them. But those who don't come regularly, who are a bit lazy, negligent, may Allah Ta'ala send them regularly, because maut will come and grab every one of us. So for everybody I give nasiha, because at least do dhikr today, tonight, on this blessed night, so this practice of ours can continue. At least at home, sit down and do tasbih morning and evening, 10 tasbihs if you can. And if you don't have the tawfiq, that you, until you cannot come regularly, at least at home sit down, do the 10 tasbihs of dhikr that I've taught. At least do those 10 tasbihs, and then do maraqabah morning and evening in the heart. At least we should do this as a minimum, at least. Yeah? So this is the path that we should be implementing. Allah has given a big protection. If we make a mistake, anger, due to anger, we cannot compensate for that mistake maybe after that. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is such a great asset that it will stop shaitan and say, no. Should we do this or not, my friend? Should we do dhikr or not? Yes, we should. We should have determination alongside with dhikr. Bring that into your schedule. And this doesn't mean that you can't do anything else in life. Whatever you're doing, continue, alhamdulillah. Whichever career, you can say subject, path, etc. you're in, continue that. If you're in ilm, or you're in ta'aleem, or tabligh, or whatever career, whatever subject matter of Islam Allah Ta'ala has given you the duty, continue with that with sincerity. But also do the action about which Rasulullah SAW said that this is your personal protection. This is your personal protection. Nothing stopping you in acquiring personal protection. Carry on in your life. Somebody has a passion for this. Somebody has a passion for another business or another action or another pastime. Somebody has a passion for ilm, or another person has passion for tabligh. Allah Ta'ala has kept thousands of paths and routes open from His deen. Allah Ta'ala, for example, allows somebody to become a speaker or a lecturer, or somebody does a seminar. And a person, Allah Ta'ala allows that person to do work of the deen, his work, the work of Islam. But dhikr doesn't stop. Allah Ta'ala says, continue to work and continue to remember me at the same time. Where does Allah Ta'ala say to stop everything else when you're doing dhikr? Well, no, there's nothing to argue about. Carry on in your life and the world to become successful. There's no restriction. Just like this majlis, like we have, you should come and present yourselves. And mashallah, a person who knows the majlis is happening morning and evening should attend and take part, isn't it? So if, for example, nothing's occurring and you're working somewhere, whatever you do, you have ilm, work of the deen, knowledge, hadith, but nothing else is happening, and you know that there's a gathering of dhikr that's taking place, you should go there and sit. I'll sit there and I'll clean my batin with the fadl of Allah. So this is the understanding a mu'min should have with himself, that no second should pass in which a person doesn't get the benefit. He should obtain that benefit. Yes, that this is the time not for competition, let me do maqabla, that I'm better than a person, who's this zada, who is he son of, etc. These are all unnecessary actions. I've never seen this in the life of any wali of Allah, that these wasteful discussions, etc., nor do they occur. So, for example, if we sit here with whichever niyyah, Allah Ta'ala will give us reward, which is the special quality of this majlis, and we should bring that quality into our lives. That, for example, the special quality and characteristics of a dhikr gathering, it has its own color and form and attraction. And if you sit in Darsul Hadith, it will have a special effect. If you sit in Tafsir al-Quran gathering, you'll have a different effect. If you sit in Darsul Ulum, you'll have a different effect. But when you sit in the majlis of dhikr, it has its own unique effect. And that speciality, you'll get the fruits of Jannah that Allah Ta'ala gives in that gathering. Imagine, will you consume them or not? What's the fruits? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah. What beautiful fruit. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And this is the speciality of dhikr. There's no mistake here. This is reality. Allah Ta'ala says that they are very beautiful and tasty fruits that I've given. Allah says, I like them myself also. Subhanallah. These are my beloved fruits, Allah Ta'ala says. So we are getting these, we should consume these. Don't leave anything behind. Why should we be miserly and stingy? Eat the fruits that Allah Ta'ala says, isn't it? Correct? So will you all come tomorrow morning? It's Jum'ah. If you come tomorrow morning, then remember this. In the week, one day, at least keep one Fajr in the week where you come. If you can't come every day, at least keep one day selected and get up early for Fajr. Pray Fajr here. The thawab is 70 times extra reward, my friends. If you pass away, then you'll remember what I say. Every day we see the coffins. And this week, many of our colleagues passed away, mashallah. With Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, may they descend on those people. That where did they go Sunday? Within a day, they've disappeared. Why do they leave us behind? And where do we see them off? What place is it that we see them off? The place where we see them off. They say, it's booked, this plot is gone, that we need to buy a new patch of earth. This was the last plot, somebody told me. This was the last place where we buried him, and now the new plot has been bought, and then we'll go to a different place to bury the deceased. Don't I want to go? Don't you want to go? We announce that we're going to go and bury the deceased in another place. What about when we pass away? This is a big mistake we make. At that time, you'll remember my words. Then you'll try to say once, Subhanallah. Allah will say, time has expired. I gave you many opportunities. 70 years, 60 years I gave you, Allah Ta'ala will say. 80 years I gave to you. At that time, you had no thought to say Subhanallah once. You didn't have the opportunity to say Subhanallah once. Now I'll show you thawab of saying Subhanallah. Allah says once. What is the thawab? Say Subhanallah. Look at this. Great ibadah. So when you come tomorrow, maybe, don't be afraid. Maybe this is a reality. Me and you, our lives could be the final Fajr tomorrow morning. You say, Kamal, if I didn't pray Fajr then all of my life activities would have been diminished. Maybe this Jummah, the Fajr that I've prayed, you'll get 70 times extra reward for that Fajr. Then you'll have the Majlis of Dhikr, and in thousands of masjids there'll be Fajr tomorrow, won't there? Yes, and 70 times extra sawab for the Fajr will come, but you won't get Dhikr. Very few places will there be Dhikr straight after Fajr, or probably not any at all. So here, for example, we'll see when you're in the gathering left, you'll have Jannah, then on this side you'll have Jannatul Firdaus. When you come out of Jannah, you'll arrive to Jannatul Firdaus, totally ready. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. The kalamat, every verse's reward will be multiplied 70 times over. I thought, Allah, you've set the lottery. You've allowed this to come. Allah, this is kamal with these people. Allah says, I give you iman, I give you such amal, such deeds, and I give you such questions, and such days and hours I gave, in which it could not be that the Sahaba Ikram and those who believe could not go into paradise due to that greatness of that time. There are many places, ask Imam Sahib, there are many people who said, for example, that we should think we do many other amal, but how many times have I done this amal that I prayed Fajr? With this niyah, this Jummah Fajr, after that we sit down and do dhikr of Allah. Now how many times have we done this in our life to get the thawab? How many times? So sad on us that we don't set a time aside to remember Allah. And those people who never left this action, there are people like this. There are those, number one, like me, who in life have never done dhikr. And there are people who listen as well. There are many who listen, many women, sisters, brothers who are listening as well. 70 years old woman will be listening, 80 years old woman will be listening, woman in hospital will be listening, the dhikr of Allah. In every corner of the world people will be listening. Ask a question to everyone who's listening, and everybody who's taking part. That look at the timetable of your life, that how much life has Allah given to you, how many breaths. And in this life, tell me, how many chickens have you eaten? And Allah Ta'ala's ni'mah, how many sheep will you have sacrificed or eaten the meat of sheep? Many times over. And sometimes when we eat, we say, oh, there's a pain in my teeth. He says, I'll make the complaint that from these teeth of yours, how many piece of meat have you chewed? At least give it a break for now. You should be tired. And why do you want to eat more and eat more meat? You should be tired now. So this is our hal today. That Allah Ta'ala has given us great ni'mahs and we've consumed all of them, but we never remember Allah. Look at the contrast of life. Look at the contrast of, and our deeds like this increasing. Children are going, elderly people are going, middle-aged people are going. In which place? Sari'ul Hisab, Allah Ta'ala says, that you're not going into the garden. You're not going into a place for argumentation. You're not going on a holiday. Where are we going? Sari'ul Hisab, Allah Ta'ala says. For which Allah Ta'ala said that very quickly and soon I will take Hisab from you. Account from you that what is Hisab? That every part of your body will answer this. Tell me, at that time what will occur? Today still it is night of Jummah. It's the first part of this blessed day. Allah Ta'ala announces, today is the night of Jummah. And the amount of life we've wasted, fair enough, we've done that. But even today, if you want to, you can improve your life and do tawbah and say, Allah Ta'ala, after today, I will not live my life against your desires. Whatever you like, I will do that amal. And then the previous life before that, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll compensate and give tawbah for that as well. So do we make a promise, brothers? Yes, what a great chance, a great opportunity. That's it. So brothers, after that, 70 times over reward. Every kalama, 70 times extra reward. And what is the comparison to that? Sleeping, laziness, cold, many other excuses. May not occur that we get to that extreme situation. I don't know about myself, what's going to happen in the morning. Maybe you don't know about yourself. Maybe there'll be a pain in my stomach, severe. And what can a person do when he's got a stomachache? Nothing. But my niyyah should be complete and ready, and I should have total niyyah and intention, and my situation normal should be as normal. So if in that time I get an illness, I didn't know that. I've been illness for such a long time, I can't even walk or talk, I cannot even move. I thought an hour ago I cannot come up. Wallahi, I'm saying this in the masjid. Today, 30 minutes before coming, I was saying to myself that I cannot come tonight, that I was in a bad situation, in a bad state. I'm telling you my personal position. Personal. I was about to say this, I cannot come today. It's very difficult for me to come today to attend. But alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, I kept on doing dua. After an hour, I felt so fresh and energetic that you are sleeping and I'm awake with the fadl of Allah. And I'm awakening you as well. I'm making you wake up. So I'm telling you my feeling, my emotions. I'm sat in the masjid. I'm with wudu. And I couldn't eat food. I was in a bad state physically. With such difficulty, I prayed Maghrib Salah. And I don't have to cry, keep telling my heart, oh, I'm ill, please help me. No, nobody knows my condition. Allah Ta'ala knows and the human being knows. Between Allah and his human being, whoever we want help from, good help from, let's ask Allah. What do the wife and children of Malana, oh, we're finished now, oh, please do this and that. There's no time now. Time has expired. Go straight, pray two rakah salah and remember Allah. Subhanallah. And we should say that, Allah, I know that I'm in a difficult position, that I've come to Maghrib, and I force myself, but I'll keep on saying to you, Allah, that you have sent to me, and I want to do dhikr today. Please allow me to do dhikr. And so this night of Jummah, we don't even know about the morning. We have no guarantee, but we have one solid intention, we have niyyah, and our passion is solid, and after that is Allah's choice. And then if we cannot get to the conclusion, at least we'll get all the thawab. So all brothers make this niyyah. Do you make this proper niyyah? Inshallah. Inshallah. It's a great, great asset. Remember this. Just like Ramadan comes, this is a night greater than Ramadan that's about to come, that this night Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Yes, this is also the thawab of Laylatul Qadr in this night. In the same way, just like Ramadan, it was going quickly and we're running after it. Allah Ta'ala says that you don't need to worry about just 1 month in the year. You are such a beloved Ummah that every week I will allow you to taste the enjoyment on the Thursday night, on the night of Jummah. And we wander away. We just think Ramadan is the be all and the end all. So make a solid promise that the night of Jummah we will prepare with caution and care. And we'll come to dhikr of Allah and we'll be careful. And an extreme issue will cause us not to come. We'll start from the Maghrib on Thursday night. We will finish work a bit early that the night of Jummah started. We need to celebrate the whole of the night and the day of Jummah. We make proper niyyah from morning. Make a niyyah and intention, make a total approach and structure and plan. And even if you slip somewhere on the way, then you'll get the whole reward. So will we do this? Yes. This is one thing we need to do. And secondly, that the night has come. Tomorrow make an intention, all brothers, inshallah we'll pray Fajr here together, whatever occurs. Even if there's a lot of snow that's falling, because Allah Ta'ala is the one who brings to the gathering. There's nothing to be afraid about. So if we get afraid, then what will happen in the snow, the ice? Allah Ta'ala sends the snow and Allah Ta'ala allows the people to continue to move. So have courage and determination. And for example, if you do wudu and you start the car and it doesn't start, then you have to get off and do dua to Allah that and say, Allah, I've tried my best and my most nights, up to you what happens next. So at least we can do this, can't we? Or can we not do this? So brothers, as long as life is present, we need to do this in our life. The work that Allah Ta'ala says, as long as you're alive and maut has not come, then continue this good work. That the night of Jummah, commemorate it in the same way and come to Fajr. So spend the night of Jummah in a proper way, then everyone come to Fajr Salah in Jama'ah and you get 70 times extra reward for the Fajr. Then after that we'll sit in Dhikr. Then after that with the heart, with ease, we sit down, we recite all the kalamats and the Durood Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Such a great recitation. How many times does Durood Sharif get recited? One Durood, the reward of one Durood Sharif. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says that a person who prays and recites Durood Sharif once, then me and my angels, we send 70 times rahmah on the person, 70 mercies. And if we multiply those 70 with another 70, and we recite the Durood Sharif thousands of times in that majlis, then what will you take as a treasure, a massive treasure, to thereafter? Is there anything that can compare to that? Oh, what can I do? It's difficult, it's cold. It's not fard, is it? What answer can we give to such individuals? This is beyond fard, my friends, beyond fard. Ask that person, now, how much thawab are you getting for this dhikr you're doing? And what is the result? So that individual with the fadl of Allah, isn't it? After that, then Allah Ta'ala says that pray two rakah, salah, four rakah. What do we recite? What do we pray? What do we pray? That we, for example, even Ramadan, for example, people don't pray. That Fajr, quickly go and sleep because we've waked up all night long. And this is the problem in Ramadan. How foolish we are. So what does that become? Ishraq salah. Yes, regularly, alhamdulillah. After praying Ishraq, then what is the thawab? First look at the reward for Ishraq. The individual who prays Fajr Salah, after praying Fajr Salah, he does dhikr of Allah in the same place. Allah's Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed habit in life was that always after Fajr, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do dhikr of Allah, subhanAllah. So after doing dhikr, the pious elders did the same thing after dhikr, then prayed Ishraq. What is the thawab? Makbool, accepted Hajj, and one Umrah, subhanAllah. Accepted. And this is the normal days, the rate. In normal days, this is the rate that's running, isn't it, mashallah? Yes, that this person looks very passionate. He's looking very happy, mashallah. I've seen him first time. On everything I'm saying, he's happy. He's got a good heart. So what is it? What's the point here? What's the rate? What's the normal rate? Yes, one Hajj and Umrah. And what's the special rate now? special way coming on Jummah. How much? 70 times over, 70 Hajj and 70 Umrah road. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Are you enjoying what I'm saying? Yes, tell me. So 70 accepted as well on top of that. Stamp of approval. Yes, there's no doubt in this. Yes, so if you're going on Hajj, you have a passport, you're giving money, Haji Sahib, and Haji Sahib is having to come back. Because he's got a problem, he's got a box in his hand, which is a box of dates, in the other hand, Zamzam water. Comes back, so he puts the box down, and in the night he says, put the TV on, I want to see the old programs, etc. In the middle of the journey. Subhanallah. That's why we have facade and arguments, and Haji Sahib's come. And we don't know, is Hajj accepted or not? Is it? And here, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, Hajj and Umrah, reward Allah Ta'ala is making us do this with His preference. Because we are VIPs, aren't we? Who's making us do Hajj? Allah Ta'ala says that the Kaaba will not see, nor will he go to Medina. But I will deliver you there, inshallah, on a spiritual way, and you will get the same enjoyment. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala said so many times that 70 times over, extra increase I'll give to you. Extra. Zamzam, extra reward. Zamzam water, extra reward. You'll get reward extra for everything on this day. And when you go back, then you'll be totally full of the rewards, and the angels will be throwing flowers on you. Oh, people, look at this individual, how he has been forgiven, Subhanallah. How he's been forgiven. And the women will be stood there who are about to become your wives. They'll say, oh, this is my husband. Oh, he's a person who really struggled and he came from far. And look what he earned. So this is our life. Either we go beyond all the levels and go far up, and Subhanallah, a person goes so high up, or he goes down low that in anger he destroys his own home, his relationships, and he destroys the lives of people. He starts murder, fighting, quarreling. What's the difference in the two? What's the difference in the two? Yes, so have we made a solid promise today for tomorrow morning? We've written this. Have we made the agreement? Say it loudly, inshallah. The why we so weak, I've tried so much to tell you the Masail. So we need to hear it. Even then you're sat cold. So how shall I explain to you? For me, you should do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives me health. And so I also have a watch, and I look at it, that Allah, please, not yet, a little bit left in coming to Fajr. And after Fajr, if there's illness, fair enough, we'll see what happens after that. Then we'll do the dua for Jummah. Allah, give us Jummah. Subhanallah. If you do friendship with Allah all the time, end of story, that's all you need. Doctor said that you've got very small amount of time left, 1 hour. And we're saying to Allah, Allah, there's only 1 hour left, let me pray one salah quickly. And Allah Ta'ala, will He allow us to pray that salah? Subhanallah. So this is the friendship that we should have. Subhanallah. Did Allah Ta'ala not send me? I am fresh, Alhamdulillah, totally. Allah Ta'ala sent me to the gathering. And there's no illness that I'm feeling with the fadl of Allah. When I sat there at home, 1.5 hours, I cannot go, it's difficult, I cannot move. And look at Allah Ta'ala's shan, His glory, His status, His greatness. And Allah Ta'ala said that we say, Allah, we have not got medicine, we have not gone to the doctor, no prescription. That Allah, we just want that you help us, my Mawla, you are the one who can assist. Allah, you've sent me to this point and you give me a thawab, and if I don't do the action, I won't get the reward. But on top of this, I want to do tawbah and get the forgiveness of my sins. Subhanallah. So my friends, come in the morning. Such a valuable times may Allah Ta'ala give to all of us. And the points I've made today, don't forget them. What are the points that I said? Anger is the root cause of all destruction. Don't let anger take the better of you. Don't do any action with anger at the forefront, because that anger will destroy the action. After 4 or 5 hours, you'll say, oh, I shouldn't have done this. And there'll be a lot of regret. Oh, I slapped that person for no reason. Oh, I swore that person for no reason. Oh, I turfed that person out of my home. I shouldn't have done this wrong. It was wrong. Does the person say this? No, he's saying this automatically himself. And he's not feeling sleepy. And there's so much shame that he cannot go and ask for forgiveness. He'll slap him. And he hasn't stayed here or knows he stayed there. So don't do that action in the first place then. Yes, stop. In the first place instance, and analyze that this is shaitan who's making me angry. Shaitan. And start to utilize the water of paradise. Allah, 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 Alhamdulillah. And you'll become cool. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and you all as well. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.